Okay, here we go. Three short parshas of Eschanan, Shabbos, Nachmu, post Tisha B'Av ideas with the Bachmashivka Rebbe Shlita. Lynch for the Nishmas Esther Tila Basso Gabriel Pilchas, Bach Tzibir Menasim, Zerat was this week. It's for Shlema, Shen Rivka Basleya, and Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Basso Shchay. So first idea comes to us from the Chuz of Lublin, as Zerat was yesterday. Eschanan El Hashem Be'isa Hili Mor. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I'm davening to you, at that time saying is davening to get into Eretz Yisrael. But what's the word Limor doing there, says the Chuz? And the Chosah says, we know that in speech, there's two ways to say speech. There's Amira, and then there's Dibur. Amira is a Lashon Raka, soft, and Dibur is a Lashon Kasha, strong. We know the Gemara Numa tells us, it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, so how are we going to bring it back? Through Avas Chinam. And this is exactly what Moshe Ben is saying. At that time, Hainu beiksa the mashticha lemor milosh nahava she az ahava bekerav Yisrael. There's a yovam mashicha, you know, that there should be lemor amongst the Jewish people. There should be achdus. There should be ahava. There should be rak. There should be softness. There should be sensitivity, and there should be a connection between the father and the son. We should feel the love from you. But what really the Chosah is saying, he's saying at the end of the day there should be the love amongst each other. And I remember seeing this idea once from I think one of the Belzer Rebbes, Koshle Peidaschem. We know the end of the Parshas Pinchas with the Medrash, Shmini Atzeres. So, Parshas Pshah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, stay with me one more day because I want to have one more day with you. But says the, I think one of the Belzer Rebbes says, Koshalai Predaschem, maybe one of the Alexander Rebbes, one of the Belzer, one of the Rebbes. Koshalai Predaschem means it's hard for me, Predaschem. But you guys are going to leave each other. You have to separate after Yom Tov. Stay one more day together as a family. Nothing more than a father wants. That's what Shabbos Nachm is all about. Motzei Tisha B'Av, you can't come after Tisha B'Av without having a Shabbos to be together as one. The Chadori, the Katzkalap, and the Shabbos and the Kabbalah together, to go into Shabbos together with Ahava, the light and care of the other Jews, to feel the love of the Kaddish Baruch. What an incredible idea from the Chayza and one of the Rebbe's, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the B'nai Yitzhaskar. And the Apostle about the Atar, Yisrael Das, Ki Hashem, and Eino Milado, you'll see and you'll know if Kaddish Baruch is one. There's no one besides him. Dalai Lamed Hei. The Bnei Tzaskar and the Mamorim on Siva and Maimer Hei talks about this. What's this lash? Sarach lahavin halashin harei saladas. You will be shown to know. Harei lechora amasha adam rov einav lo yutzak lashon das. So you don't. What's this lashon of das? To see something, you see it. Why do you have das? Says the Bnei Tzaskar. Real emuna is something you don't see. Ki yidia shayches v'davar shelo rov einav rak nodulo aydei sheshama meacher mizboinim bo. But you know that you see from other people that it's there. But you don't see it yourself. Das is like the Baal Tanya says, Adam Yodel Schav, that he knew her. The first place you have to, like Rav Tzadok tells us, you have to learn what's Yada. He knew they were together intimately, but Yada is the connector, says the Baal Tanya. Das is the Bnei Saskar, is to believe in something without seeing it. Like Rabbi Kiva, when he's laughing at the Gemara, everyone's watching this fox that happened by the cloister on Tisha B'Av night. Rabbi Kiva's laughing. He's laughing because he's so happy. Because he sees it. He sees, even amongst the flames of the Beis Hamikdash, he sees it. And that's what the Chasid Yavit says. Amunah Pshutov is to believe something, dask when you don't see it. That's Amunah. Amunah is when he dasks it. So that's Atar Isa Ladas, Ki Hashem El Mevado. And you Yishon Kadosh Baruch Hu, even Ladas, to know, even when you can't see, even when you can't see physically, but to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in El Mevado. There's no other time of the year than Tisha B'Av, than Shabbos Nachman. And what other time to be able to work in our Amunah Pshuta and believing everything happens for a reason, to realize that Rabbeinu Shem is Hashkacha Pratis in the Welt. Incredible idea for the Bnei Saskar and the Chassid Yavitz. Idea number three. Father, idea number three from the Tefer Shomer Radomsky. Yadata Hayom V'Hashivoysa El V'Vecha. And you'll know Kadosh Baruch Hu today, and you'll return your hearts to Him. A few psukim later, says the Tefer Shlomo. What's the pshat? Yadata Hayom. And he calls it al pidarach harachaim. If a person lives their life with yadata hayoyim, living every single day with today, he's boinin ba'atzmo im hayu ma'isav nechoinim, one day at a time. You constantly do appropriate his boinus and cheshbon nefesh. You take it one day at a time. Then va'ashivosa al b'vecha. Then you can do shavu tshuva karoy. Tshuva is not going to happen one stop shop. No, yadata hayoyim. If you live a Jew lives with hayoyim one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, then you can do tshuva ba'ashivosa al b'vecha. Mr. Rabbi Nachman is talking about Torah ayin reish beiz. Hayoyim in b'kolos Hashmel. Today when you listen, hayom dafka. That's it. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. Hayom. Kadosh Baruch gives us today. Yes, I have to plan, but I'm only focused and I'm only zeroed in on the avoid of today. What can I do better today? Right? Sometimes after Yom Kippur and after Tisha B'Av, we have to be big. No. Today. What am I going to do today to make sure to take Tisha B'Av with me? And that's why we say L'chun Aran, or we start Shabbos with this Torah, this Tehillim, L'chun Aran. If you look in L'chun Aran, this is Hayom Mikol Shemal. Maybe we could say that Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, slow down. Hayom Mikol Shemal. Hayom. Live with every minute of Shabbos, every second of Shabbos, to be present, and then you come at Motzei Shabbos, and you'll be able to say, I lived with Avodah of Hayom throughout the day. Beautiful difference. Hashlomo Rabbi Nachman, that should be these three ideas. So the number one we said from the Chayes of Abayim, that the Aschan and Hashem, Ba'is Ha'id Emar, Moshe Ben Davani, the Aschan and Hashem, that Ba'is Ha'id in the times of Mashiach, it should be Leimar, it should be the Ahav, it should be the Achtas, we should feel the Achtas amongst each other, and the Achtas between love, Yitzhak, Rosh Baruch, and also, and that's Koshalei Pradaschem. Hashem says, it's not just hard for me to, it's hard for me to see you guys leave each other. I need you guys to stay one more day. Second idea we said from the Rabbi Neisof, Atar Yisrael Das, Ki Hashem and Ayin and Malad, what does Lashon Ha'isal Das? Das, says the Baal Tanya, is Yadam Yadal Schavah's connector. But Das is something that you know, but even when you don't see it, it's Amunah Pshuta, the Chafi Gavit says. Das, and real Amunah, is something that you see and you, that's why the Rebbe, I think the Kozmer says, we cover our eyes. Because we understand it's not about physically seeing. Dafka, it's the opposite. We don't see like a Rikiva laughing amongst the flames. That's what it's all about. But I'm finding the third and final idea. Then they can do tshuva to the Ribbono Shel Olam one step at a time, living the avodah of Hayom, being focused and zeroed in on the avodah of today, of this morning, of this minute, being zoned in, not we're getting worried, Chas Hashem, by being zoned in. We should be zochah bezda Hashem Yisbarach to live with Ahava, feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, love for each other, and to bezda Hashem and have a munah pshuta, even when you dafka don't understand, we don't see, and to live with the avodah of Hayom, bezda Hashem, Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbos of Nechama, Shabbos Nachem.